You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL Episode 306, reviewing The Crimson Horror. With only 2 episodes left in Series 7B, I think it's safe to make the binary determination that these episodes have fit into 2 categories: the representations of a flavor of traditional Doctor Who, and the ones way out of left field. Previously living in that category all alone was the polarizing The Rings of Akhetin, but now The Crimson Horror, an altogether more successful episode, joins it. Both episodes are over the top, with Akhetin not traditional Doctor Who flavored science fiction, and Horror, not a traditional Doctor Who-flavored pseudo-historical. Instead, the Crimson Horror is a penny dreadful brought to life. These are the 19th century cheap sensational fiction that were the precursors to the 20th century pulps. Doctor Who does Victoriana well, after all, this is the BBC, but in Mark Gatiss's best story since The Unquiet Dead, everything is heightened for comedic and melodramatic effect. Dame Diana Rigg is an unrepentant Disney villainess whose motivation for triggering an apocalypse, if her religious fanaticism is just a cover, is blissfully unexamined. There is a truly ludicrous number of fainting spells, and technology takes a decided turn toward the steampunk. Less specific to this episode's tropes, the humor of the Paternoster gang is in full effect as well. I'm especially happy that this is Jenny's turn to shine as the episode's protagonist before the Doctor is thawed out. Intriguingly, he doesn't take over the episode afterward. It becomes instead a true ensemble piece, with the Doctor no more or less heroic than Jenny and Clara in particular. And that's a mark of how gifted an actor Matt Smith is. He plays off his co-stars brilliantly, even when he's not the center of the universe. Good actors don't just command the stage, they also reinforce each other's efforts. What would I have liked more of in these jam-packed 45 minutes? More Clara, who now better resembles her alternate selves. More Vastra, and some better costume work on Strax, as Dan Starkey seemed to struggle with his gun prop. Otherwise, I loved this episode. It might be my favorite of Series 7B. Whether you agree or not may follow the same rules as whether you liked Akhetin. This is almost as much a departure from standard Doctor Who as The Trouble with Tribbles and I, Mud were for classic Star Trek. Can you overlook it? Is the humor to your taste? Congratulations, The Crimson Horror is for you. Mind the vats. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord number 306. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. I'm on the social media at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks to Chris Sigma for the gentle mockery of my podcast on the latest The Oodcast. And also big thanks to Derek, Eric, and Beverly of the Sound On Sight Doctor Who podcast for letting me join them. Look for that episode later this week. Thanks again. Talk to you later.